"No, I won't," Alice said crossly. "I don't belong to this railway journey at all. I was in a wood just now, and I wish I could get back there." Then she heard the little voice again. She looked round, but could see nothing.
"I know you are a friend," the voice said in her ear. "A dear friend, and you won't hurt me, although I am an insect."
"What kind of insect?" Alice asked, a little worried. But just then there came a long scream from the engine, and everybody jumped up. The horse put his head out of the window, then pulled it back in and said calmly, "It's only a brook that we have to jump across." Alice did not like the idea of trains jumping brooks. "But we'll get into the fourth square, I suppose," she said to herself. In another moment, she felt the train go straight up into the air. Frightened, she caught at the thing nearest to her hand, which happened to be the goat's beard. But the beard seemed to disappear as she touched it, and she found herself sitting quietly under a tree. There was an insect sitting near her on a low branch of the tree. It was a very large insect indeed. Almost as big as a chicken, Alice thought.
"So you don't like all insects?"
the insect said, quietly continuing their conversation. "I like them when they can talk," Alice said. "None of them ever talk where I come from, but everything here is so different. I probably don't even know the names of the insects here."
"Can you remember your own name?"
asked the insect. "Of course," said Alice. "Nobody forgets their own name.